A Pakistani couple is returning to New Britain, Connecticut, after living in a church for 7 months. Immigration officials have decided not to deport them while their case is pending in federal appeals court. WSHU's Cassandra Bassler was there when they left First United Congregational Church of Old Lyme.
Members of the congregation line up on each side of the walkway in front of the church, ready to greet the happy couple. Zahida Altop and her husband Malik Naveed bin Rayman descend the church steps in what looks like a wedding procession. They stop to laugh and cry and hug friends.
Aww.
Instead of ushers, Pastor Steve Jungkite and U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut escort Altop and Rayman to not a limo, but a gray minivan. An appointment at Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, awaits in Hartford.
Thank you.
I love you. I miss you.
Altop and Rayman went into hiding at the church because ICE considers it a sensitive location where officials will not enter. In Hartford, officers will service their ankle monitors before the couple can return to their 5-year-old daughter, who's a U.S. citizen, and tend to their pizza shop in New Britain. Glenn Formica represents them.
To sum it up in 10 seconds, today is a relief. It's not a victory. And I think that's where we're at with it.
Pastor Jungkite agrees. He met with ICE to ask that the couple be allowed to leave the church.
2 times we went to the ICE offices and, you know, we came as clergy, we came as ministers, simply asking them on behalf of Malik and Zaida to consider this in all of its humanity, to consider this case in all of its depth.
There is a lot of depth to this case. The couple arrived nearly 18 years ago on a temporary visa, but they were derailed from a path to citizenship when an immigration lawyer mishandled their paperwork. They have no criminal records. It's now up to a judge to decide if they face enough danger in Pakistan to warrant staying in the U.S. Cassandra Bassler, WSHU News.